after the break, we could talk a little bit about this international baccalaureate kerfuffle in the state. Our friend Representative Greg Hill has been in the forefront of that. We have two towns in the state that have adopted this, and there's a bill, 1403 House bill, looking to put an end to this thing, this international baccalaureate program, where people who ostensibly want to have local control want to cede their curriculum to a group of internationalists. We're being told that it's a perfectly valid curriculum, and yet when you dig a little deeper, you recognize just how anti-U.S. this curriculum is.
Since Obama's been in the White House, the U.N. has more power over us, I think, than they have in a long time. See, I'm not that old to remember. Well, but anyway, the U.N., doesn't Obama go there quite often to get receive their counsel? SEL, in what they might be wanting of the United States? Are you telling me this is another step a little closer to the UN being our world government?
There are people in this country who truly believe that the way forward for us is to become much more subservient to some kind of world body. Anyone who looks at the UN and looks at their track record, looks at the fact that it's a group of nations as diverse as any population anywhere, from the standpoint of there's no barrier to entry. You can be the biggest despot of the most miserable hellhole on the planet, and you have a seat at the UN and a vote. You don't get that's the General Assembly. You don't get the Security Council vote. That's on a few rotating folks come in, but you can be Libya and head a Human Rights Commission, for instance.
It's not funny, but
no, it's not. I mean, how can people look at this and think, yes, that is where we want to go?
Your group is serious. You are a serious organization, but you can't be when you put Gaddafi and people like that.
When you want to subsume the sovereignty of this country to international groups that do not have not only just the United States' best interest at heart, but don't look at human rights the same way we do, then there's something wrong with your thinking.
Take the you have something going.
Well, one thing, we talked earlier about the International Baccalaureate Program and the House Bill 1403 that's trying to make sure we don't have these international-type programs advocated by international organizations who would tend to degrade U.S. sovereignty in our school system. It's in Bedford now and in Merrimack Valley. And there was a letter in the paper by a supporter, a former Bedford school board member, saying this is a great, great thing. I would simply say, let's look back at the baccalaureate program, international baccalaureate program, go to their website, and look at what they say they are. Don't necessarily listen to those of us who've already made up our minds as being against it. Just look what they say. This is a curriculum program they're trying to establish worldwide.
Worldwide.
Textbooks, teaching methods, the rest. From their own mission statement, from their website, here's the quote. The International Baccalaureate aims to develop inquiring, knowledgeable, and caring young people who help to create a better and more peaceful world through intercultural understanding and respect. To this end, the organization works with schools, governments, and international organizations to develop challenging programs of international education in rigorous assessment. These programs encourage students across the world to become active, compassionate, and lifelong learners who understand that other people, with their differences, can also be right. That's the mission statement of a curriculum for primary and secondary education. Never does it mention academics, forthrightly. Never does it mention specific skills that would make someone valuable, you know, college-ready, work-ready, valuable to somebody else. The idea of compassion, caring, you know, understanding that other people with their differences can also be right, that belongs to the family to decide, to civic organizations, to church organizations. The school is the one place we mandate that students and teachers at least sit side by side for a period of time every day over certain days. We mandate that. We can't mandate that learning takes place, but you have to be in proximity. You students have to be in proximity to a teacher, a subject matter expert in a particular topic, or in the ability to teach a topic. That's what they're there for. A curriculum needs to be very specific about the transfer of knowledge, of skill sets, of developing real skills. This thing is airy-fairy internationalism. that is absolutely meaningless. You can be compassionate and caring and dumb as a post and have no skills worth anything to anybody. You can be inquiring, knowledgeable, and caring and be absolutely worthless in a college-ready environment. Knowledgeable about what? I'm knowledgeable about a lot of things that won't put a penny in my pocket. They won't put any food on my table. Unfortunately, too many of those things, one would say. But if you don't have a specific skill set, if your curriculum doesn't identify the specific skills that have to be part of the learning of your organization, then it is absolutely worthless. So this International Baccalaureate Program, by its own mission statement, is something that should be run away from, something that should be ignored. But people who believe in the fairy tale local control are upset now that the state, a fairly major contributor to our education system, is telling them they can't have these kinds of programs. Well, these kinds of programs are ceding local control to international organizations that clearly do not have the United States' best interest or even learning's best interest at heart.